This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of January 6, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The new legislative session starts this week, and the Tennessee House of Representatives will choose its top leader. Glenn Cassada of Franklin was picked by the GOP caucus as its nominee, and because there's a Republican supermajority, he's expected to easily win the position. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran reports Cassada's journey to the speakership started about a decade ago.
Cassada has been in the legislature since 2002, and he's been building his case for House Speaker since at least 2010, when he unsuccessfully ran against outgoing Republican Beth Harwell.
I lost 8 years ago, and in that time I became caucus chairman, became majority leader, and I just had a vision of where I wanted to take the House. And so with that vision combined with the speaker's spot being open, I decided to run.
This week, he is presumed to become speaker. Cassada got to where he is now because of his influence. He is loyal to the party, and many credit him with building the Republican supermajority in the House through fundraising and endorsements. And those are tasks he promised his fellow Republicans earlier this year. He told them that if they chose him as speaker, he would help them get reelected. He also promised the House will have a bigger say in the creation of the budget.
We have been involved in the passage of the budget, our constitutional mandate. It's time for the House to be involved in formatting that budget.
Traditionally, this has been one of the biggest responsibilities of the governor, but Governor-elect Bill Lee seemed open to the idea of having the House recommend what should get funded.
I look forward to working with him. We're going to meet. We're setting up a meeting time to begin to talk about everything from budget to legislation and how it is that we can work together as a team.
Cassada also wants to reestablish legislative committees to oversee state agencies like TennCare and the Department of Correction. Those committees were slashed by Beth Harwell. And he said he's looking at Nashville's Community Oversight Board, which voters approved to review cases of police misconduct. He's concerned by the potential makeup of the board and the power it will have.
I think it's the subpoena powers that have been given to that oversight board. I don't think it is legally correct.
Even though he hasn't asked to overturn the COB, he has asked incoming House Majority Leader William Lamberth to look into it. And it is up to the House members to decide if they are going to file legislation to reverse it. But Cassada does have a voting record of nullifying or reversing local ordinances. There's the legislation he sponsored in 2012, effectively reversing a Memphis ordinance that would have established wage requirements for city contractors. And there's the bill he backed in 2011 that reversed a Nashville ordinance to protect LGBT workers. Cassada received backlash for both votes, with some accusing him of being discriminatory, like former Representative Jean Richardson of Memphis.
Discrimination against gay people about jobs is wrong. So what this bill really is anti-gay.
But Cassada says he stands by those bills.
The most important thing is upholding the law, upholding the Constitution. And so cities do not have the constitutional authority to do those two actions.
Besides his voting record, Cassada has also faced some personal controversies. 2 years ago, an anonymous blog posted a video of him drinking with young women. He addressed the issue with his Republican colleagues in 2016.
What this video is insinuating and what this anonymous blog is insinuating is I have had extramarital affairs. I have not, will not, and I have not been unfaithful to my wife. I am not that person.
Moments after that speech, Cassada was elected as majority leader.
2 years later, what do you want to tell people about your character?
You know, I live a very open life. I'm down here and four nights a week. I'm out with members, out with people. So just watch what I do, you know, watch me in public. And I'm very public with my actions, and you don't see me hide. And so I put my life is an open life, and just watch how I live.
And Jason, ultimately, these accusations haven't hurt his popularity among lawmakers. And despite a third of the legislature being new this week, Cassada is expected to carry the Republican support.
Well, Sergio, one of the roles Cassada will have is conducting investigations when a member is accused of wrongdoing. Three times in the last 3 years, former Speaker Beth Harwell has asked Republican legislators to step down because of allegations. Is Cassiter ready to address these types of allegations against someone in his own party?
He recognizes this is something he might have to deal with as the top leader of the House, but is hesitant to jump to conclusions.
There are allegations made all the time, and in our political environment, false allegations are made with the hope that a leader would be would cave and not and take an allegation over truth.
And remember, Jason, Cassidy himself was accused of an affair in 2016. He also defended Representative David Byrd during his reelection campaign. Byrd was accused of sexual misconduct with girls in the 80s and was asked to step down by Beth Harwell.
Well, is there an instance where Cassidy says he would ask someone to resign?
He says he believes that everyone is innocent until proven guilty, but he'd ask a lawmaker to step down only in two instances.
Proven violation of ethics, and that's usually, you know, it would be defined by a court of law. It's, you know, you've got two or more witnesses, you've got eyewitness, you've got empirical evidence, a violation or, of course, breaking of civil or criminal law, of course.
He says that if allegations are made against a House member, he'll follow the same protocol used by Harwell, which includes an internal investigation.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can hear our conversations about Tennessee politics anytime in our podcast, The TriStar State. You can listen at WPLN.org/TriStar or in your favorite podcasting app.